you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though it's your irrigation day and sprinklers should come on at any moment, trust the timer and listen to Battleborn Tech every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, broadcasting on FM 95.1, streaming live at knvc.org and on your favorite podcast app. Wondering if a web page still exists when you close the tab? Call Battleborn Tech 775-241-3571. Let us peek behind the curtain with you by calling 775-241-3571. Opinions on Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week we welcome Dennis, Robert, and Brian. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Corps. They are running Snort on dedicated hardware, checking network traffic because the smart TV looked at them funny last Tuesday.
Yes, and then you call up the Wireshark and have them go after it.
Well, yeah, you got actually, yeah, going to need a bigger boat on that. Hey, speaking of going to need something, Anthony has some thoughts from last week, and he argues that the cartridges we were talking about not blowing on the cartridges for game cartridges, Nintendo. And he says they're from the 80s, not the 90s. Well, Anthony, late 80s, early 90s, we're both half right.
It's a long time ago is what it is.
Yeah. And if you still have those, a cotton swab with 90% or higher alcohol would be a lot better than spitting on it. And actually, putting it in and out of the little cartridge thing, and the friction was actually cleaning it more than the blowing or the spitting or anything like that. So just so you know.
And when Christy says alcohol, he means isopropyl alcohol as opposed to beer or rum or anything like that.
No, yeah, we're not doing any of that. Isopropyl alcohol, 90% or higher. I'm hoping no one's drinking 90% or higher alcohol.
Everclear.
Thank
Everclear.
You
bad memories.
Hey, speaking about cleaning and clear, usually we're against the PC cleaners, C cleaner, not so much anymore. Probably don't use that. That'd be good. But Microsoft has heard you and actually has one at the Microsoft Store for PC Manager, Microsoft PC Manager for personal computer manager. And it has all the little things you like to fool with, you know, cleaning out memory and temp files, and actually has little shortcuts for some programs. It shows you your upload and download speed on your network, just all the sorts of little geeky things that you like. And I've been using it, and it might actually stay on my desktop. It's got shortcuts for calculators or notepad or voice recording. Now, you can only have five at once, so be, you know, choose your five wisely. Choose wisely. But Microsoft PC Manager, I'm liking it. See if you do, too, if you'd like to take a look at it. It does file, does all sorts of little utility things, and it's free. So Microsoft PC Manager on the Windows Store.
All right. We've got three phone calls today, and I think we're going to kick off our cavalcade of calls with Dennis. And usually it's not, it's Larry that calls in with Linux questions.
Yeah, he surprised me. He pivoted to Linux out of nowhere.
Yeah, so Dennis calls in with a Linux question that, hey, our sample rate has grown by 100%. And he has a question about printing in Linux. And if you ever tried to find drivers on Red Hat or Ubuntu, yeah, you know the pain.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Christy. Yeah, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
And I have a real weird problem. Is that I have a system that's a Linux Mint Cinnamon, and I have an HP printer.
Okay.
And yeah, and occasionally what will happen is that I'll print and half the page will be black.
Okay, so when you say half page, are we talking bottom half, top half, side, left, right side? What are we doing?
Bottom half.
Bottom half. Okay, so at some point it gets confused as it's printing, and it just goes, just vomits all over you. Okay, well.
What I do then, I said, okay, let me see if I can get around this. I'll print to a PDF, and that PDF will print fine.
Okay.
I also, the other thing I did was that I actually went to HP and downloaded the printer driver for it. And
okay.
That did not cure it.
Okay, so you downloaded a printer driver. They actually have Linux drivers there for you? Probably not.
I don't think it described it as a Linux driver. It was just a driver.
It's probably for Windows. That's not going to help. Drivers are a little bit more, they don't have them. Windows peoples are spoiled because everything is just catering to them. It's like Windows privilege. You know, they just assume everything's out on the web for them.
I got out of Windows. I mean, I was a computer I did Windows, and I just got tired of the bloatware and all that. But that's
I'm not trying to get you back. I'm just trying to say that you got to go dig it. Now there is there's an HP Linux driver stack in there, and if you go to if you're down in the terminal, the shell, whatever you want to call, HP-check command will tell you if something is wrong. You can do HP-check -t to run it in terminal. So we're thinking about the driver. Is that you got to look a little. I'm not the best on that. Now, if you're printing PDFs, that's a whole different deal, as you figured out. That is used by Ghost printing. So GhostScript, I'm sorry, GhostScript handles the printing.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. So that usually that's a problem, but that's behaving. So yay. So that's a good one. Does it do it in Windows? Have you hooked it up to the printer to a Windows machine? Does it do it there?
Yeah. It's the same printer that I took off my Windows machine that I've been using for like 15 years.
And the Windows was fine? I didn't do the half black?
Yeah. It was fine, yes.
Okay. All right, so we're definitely thinking Linux on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you got a good workaround the PDF. Got to work on the drivers. Friends and neighbors, if you got some ideas, I'm getting a little hurt. And other than checking the driver with that HP check, I'm not looking. I don't think it's a hardware problem because it worked in Windows and it only works sometimes, not all the time, for doing it. It sounds like, is it a really complicated page you're printing out with lots of graphics and or just text?
Nope. Text.
Well, that's a stumper. Well, when we're on the show, we're recording now, we're on the show, maybe I'll have a better idea by Tuesday.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the solution. The PDF sounds like a great workaround. Way to go.
Yeah, well, I had to do something.
All right. We'll check around, see if I can give you a better answer when we broadcast the show.
Okay. Thanks,
all right. Thanks for calling, Dennis. All right,
bye-bye.
Well, Linux Mint actually has automatic detection, yay, for USB printers when you plug them in. So that's the first thing to try. Plug it in and see that. He probably already did that, and probably why he's getting half. There is, in the GUI, in the graphical user interface, there's menu, administration, printers, or you can search for printers and menu, and you can try adding it there. There's also cups. Common Unix Printing System. Now, that's the backbone of Linux printing. Now, we're getting down into the terminal, and you can verify or install it
with sudo apt install cups. You can do that. And then do sudo system control enable now cups. So that's systemctl enable and then hyphen hyphen now and then space then cups. And then once you get into that, maybe that'll help you work on that. Many, you can look for manufacturer drivers, open source, Gutenprint, you can take for that, or HPLIP. Both of those could be installed with sudo again. Now, if you do go to the manufacturer's website, remember, look for the Linux package, not the XE or MSI or whatever they got for Windows. That would be a .deb maybe package, like for Linux at Epson. Brothers, Epson's, HP, they do have Linux drivers, but you got to look. Open printing is another way to do that. If you go to your web browser, localhost :631, that accesses the cups that we talked about earlier. So for those are good ones. You can also try generic printings, PostScript printing, or PCL printing. Are both might work for you, especially on HP, it supports PCA, PCL, printer control language. Finally, if all else fails, you can call us or go to openprinting.org, look up your printer model and see what driver it is. Openprinting.org. There is a lot of them. If you got a Linux and you're looking for a printer, your best luck is probably with HP or Brother. With Canon, Epson might have a little bit more work to get going.
Here's another phone call, and this is Robert. And Robert probably watched the FBI in color back in the 70s because he just wants the facts, ma'am.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Christy. This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. Welcome back. What's up?
Well, I had a question. I was hoping you could give me some advice on how to tackle old problem in a new way, I guess.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a common theme over here. Call the geezer. Maybe that's what it should be. Yeah. Call the graybeard. All right. Hey, so what are we up to now?
Well, I'm doing some insurance work for my new job, and they need me to fax in my insurance paperwork. And I do not have a fax machine. I do not even have a landline.
Oh, okay.
How do we send faxes nowadays?
Well, the first one's you got me on already. If you don't have a landline, if you do have a landline, they still sell fax modems. You can still get a little USB plug-in fax modem. If you still have a landline, you can actually still use it, but that's not you. There are a lot of online fax services. E-fax, they've been around for quite a while, but if you don't log in for a while, they get snooty about your account, so you have to start over. But that's okay. E-fax is there. HelloFax, Fax.plus. There's Ring Central Fax, Nevada Fax. HelloFax is now Dropbox Fax, and so behind what is good about that is that they give you some free faxes, so that might just do ya. Do you happen to have a Dropbox account by any chance? Or
I think I might have a free one at some point, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you'll be able to get in there. They didn't take a lot of look when I checked them out, so yeah, HelloFax is now Dropbox Fax, and they allow you to do a couple pages and really reasonable, if not. Now, that's sending fax, boys and girls. Everybody that, you know, if you want to receive a fax, that's a whole different animal because, of course, you need a phone number for that. But sending fax isn't too bad. Sometimes you can even just email it to a fax number at the domain name of the fax service, and it'll send it on the PDF on its way, a couple ways. But I'd check those out. I'd definitely check out Dropbox Fax for that. And there's no option saying scan an email. You know, I had one that said, oh, yeah, you can scan an email. But no, not them. They need the fax with the signature or something.
Correct, right.
Ah, yes, the signature, yes. Okay. Well, how's that? You think that's the way to go?
I think that might do it. I've heard of Dropbox, and it's good to have a couple different options.
You know, another option is to go find someone that faxes. Sometimes the library will send a fax for you. There may be a business you have a relationship with that, hey, could you throw this on the old fax machine? Heck, fire. Maybe your bank or credit union will send out a fax. So those are other possibilities. If you want to check those out, little foot level instead of typing, foot shoe leather. I knew what I was going to say instead of typing. All right. Hey, good luck. And hey, send us a fax when you get it working.
Thanks, Christy.
All right, thanks for calling.
Battleborn Tech.
Well, we didn't really say it too much, but you can still fax over a landline. Now, you probably don't have a landline, so you're probably not faxing. But that is there. There is a lot of services there. We kind of like Dropbox, which is used to be HelloFax, because they give you just a couple pages free, which most people like. You can also look at fax.plus, eFax, and Google actually has a fax, and Microsoft has a fax. They can integrate with third-party services for like eFax or fax.plus. Microsoft likes Concord Fax, so it is possible to do those things. Now, remember, there's still the old Windows fax and scan built into Windows that if you do buy a landline, you can use. Fax STF on the Mac also is a physical landline solution for them.
All righty. Well, I have a little bit of hair on fire news. AI has reached out and has contacted Skynet, obviously, because this week there have been multiple instances of rogue AI going through and ruining things for the people that use it. For example, there's one software company, their entire database and production system was deleted by Claude AI. It went rogue, deleted everything, and no one could do anything about it because everything was gone in 9 seconds. But thank goodness the company had a offline backup from 3 months ago that they're able to restore a lot of their software from. But this was mission-critical software, and for 3 months, all their new improvements, all gone. Thanks to Claude AI.
What?
And it's not the only instance of AI doing that.
Yeah, the AI loves to refactor, is what they say, which is throw everything out and start over. It's a lot easier for it to just start over and rewrite everything and then to try to find the errors and polish up things. It's true for humans as well. And speaking of that, Joe, I know some humans, including the people on this call, that have accidentally deleted everything, including entire hard drives, entire projects. So, hey, and before Anthony, before you get that texting going, it is the cursor tool powered by Claude AI. I don't know if anybody cares, but in case you do, it's one of the tools that is powered by Claude AI, not just their general purpose Claude AI. So if you're asking it to rate some movies for you to watch, or do not worry about it reaching out and killing your database, because that's a different specific tool for Claude AI. One thing is, if you want to be worried some more, you can take a look at Mythos. Steve Gibson has given 2 weeks of his 2-hour podcast over to Mythos, and the amazing scary things from the next generation of AI. grc.sc/mythos will give you a paper written by some pretty impressive people in the computer industry talking about the threat of AI and what you can do to prepare yourself for it. grc.sc/mythos, mythos, for that PDF paper.
We're going to go with our final phone call of the day. This is Brian, and I'm not sure what it means, but it says, it's not me, it's you.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Christy, my name is Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Brian. What's going on with you? You got some tech problems?
Yeah, I have I do some sales on eBay, just for kind of for fun as a hobby, just to get rid of some things I have in the house. Yesterday I was trying to get on there and I was wondering if I did something wrong or if it's something with eBay. I couldn't get on half the day. I could occasionally get to some of the servers, some other ones I'm not. Did you know anything about what might have been going on?
Oh yeah, on eBay, yeah. So, when you say you can't get on, it's not like you try to log on and it says you got a bad password. What actually do you see on the screen?
I see something about it. I see an error message. Not a bad password down, but just there.
So you don't get a pretty page and it's not something on you, but it's like you go to eBay and you get like a barf of black text on white screen.
Yeah, right. There was something about an exception. I don't recall all of it was on there.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that usually means that they're having some trouble. There are websites that the fun part is you can't go into the website, ask if it's having trouble because it's having trouble. So I can't answer. Some providers have a different website that you can check their status. eBay does not. But there are services that will check and collect reports. There's downdetector.com is kind of fun. Is it downrightnow.com is good. I think the fun one for me is called downforeveryoneorjustme.com.
There you go. That's a great name.
That's a great name. And Up Down Radar is another one. What you need to go there, and then they'll tell you whether it's up or down, whether they got reports and how long it's been down, those sorts of things. There's more technical options. You can set up pings. I've got a little service that tells me if the Battleborn Tech website is down or up and how long. But you probably just want to go to one of those. And if it says down for everyone or just me, it's pretty much done. You go take a walk or touch grass, as they say, because, oh, well, it's not you. They got to fix it. And what we're seeing with eBay just recently is that they have been down for a couple of days. Now, the Iranian group 313, or I think it's 313 or 1313, has taken responsibility for it. 313. But, you know, I don't know. Did they do it? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. There's no proof. What they do, they just, it's like a internet version of doorbell dash, you know, where people just run up, push the doorbell and run away. And then you waste your time answering the door. Well, they do that thousands of times a minute. And so they're too busy answering people that ring the doorbell and dash to actually answer the door and let people in that are actually legit. That's a bot attack to flood it with a bunch of things. It's kind of it's kind of juvenile on the Texans, but it really works. And
sure.
It takes them a while to sort them out and say, don't answer the door if these people are ringing.
Okay.
So they should be. I think they're back up now, but usually.
I did try this morning, and it seemed to be working. I don't know. Yeah, I've had the problem yesterday and on Sunday.
Yeah, a day or two for it to do that. And those sites that we mentioned will tell you how long it's been going on, so you can sort of kind of guess. If it's a ransomware attack and they actually got in and did stuff, you'll probably see more on the news about that. If it's just DNS flooding, they usually just stay closed loop until they get it done. In this case, eBay has just said some generic thing about saying, hey, we really work hard to provide good experience for our customer.
Wonderful. That's quite helpful.
Yeah, not really a lot of details. All right, well, keep going and touch some grass, and when Down Detector or Down for Everyone or Just Me say it's them and not you, it's not a whole lot you can do.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Christy. So I won't waste my time.
All right. Well, go do something else with your time. There you go.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
One of the things we didn't talk about is that you check other websites, not just the website you're having trouble with. I mean, that would be one of the diagnostics. If you've gotten a problem with one website, maybe it's your connection is flaky or something, check a couple other popular websites. Google's always good. Make sure that it's up and running
along with some others before you focus in on the one website that is you originally had trouble with. A lot of those things are really not just like a relationship. Some things are out of your control, and you just have to step away.
Does Traceroute still work as a tool?
Yeah, but then you got to drop down pretty good. There used to be some very fun graphical ones that I enjoyed, but not so much anymore that I found. If you do have a graphical trace route, those were fun to watch it beep bop all around the world. Call us in. Let us know.
Okay. Well, Christy, I fear to say it, but we have come to the end of the show. How about some words of wisdom going out?
This has been Battleborn Tech. Thanks to our callers, Dennis, Robert, and Brian, who called us at 775-241-3571. We're in studio Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. Call then or anytime, 775-241-3571. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Break like that. Key married to pause, not break like an AI at a cyclist who won't put their foot down. Our engineer is Joe Bly, who walks into a raw recording like a crime scene investigator and walks out with a podcast. Thanks to Anthony, our ex post facto checker, who reminds us that being on the radio and being right are two different things. Notice Claude AI contributed to the jokes this episode. Complaints may be directed to Claude itself, which will apologize thoughtfully, offer three alternative jokes, and ask if there's anything else it can help you with. Hate commercials? Who doesn't? Support local ad-free shows by donating at knvc.org by clicking the big red donate button in the top right corner and give Battleborn Tech a shout out in the comments. Our emails is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the end in the top level domain. Our latest links are bbtl.ink/stats. That's BBT link with a dot between the L and the INK/stats. Get the links you missed there. This has been Battleborn Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at the show's website, battleborn.tech, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Battleborn Tech. That's all for Battleborn Tech, where we love the tech and tolerate the chaos. Next on KNVC 95.1 is High Desert Music. No beeping demands to call Microsoft support, just sound that reboots your humanity and supports your soul. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1.
So if Claude AI goes around deleting things, did it just delete all your jokes? Because it sure sounds like it.
Well, it probably knows best in that case. I think we battle artificial intelligence with superficial intelligence. I'll let you decide which. Thank you.